Hi folks, this is Bart from bartbushes.ie, back for the sixth part of my Introduction to the Terminal series here on the Typical Mac User Podcast. At this stage we've covered what is the terminal, we've covered the structure for commands in the terminal, and we've covered pretty much everything there is to do with files, how you copy them, how you move them, how you delete them, how you change their permissions, how you navigate your way through the file system, what a file system is, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's fair to say that we've done files to death. So now, it's time to move on to the next very important aspect of computing, and that's processes. Every single thing that your computer is doing is broken down into processes by the operating system. Every single time you launch an application by clicking on the dock icon or whatever, that spawns a new process, perhaps even more than one. Every time you launch something from the terminal, that starts a new process. The system has in fact started a whole load of processes for you while booting up, and another load of processes while you log in. So, lots and lots of processes running at all the time, and processes is the way in which the operating system addresses things that are running on your system. Like files, processes are stored in a hierarchy, so every process has a unique process ID or PID or PID which is used to represent it in the system, and it also has a pointer to the process which spawned it, or its parent process or its PPID. One of the first things your computer does while booting is it starts a process called init, and every process running on your system is in some way descended from init. In future, we're going to look in detail of what you can do with PIDs and PPIDs and all that kind of stuff, but for this week, we're going to start simple. We're simply going to look at how you look at your processes. To do that, I'm simply going to cover two commands. The first one is the command ps, which simply lists processes. When you run it without any arguments at all, it's perhaps not all that useful. It simply lists all the processes that you have started from within a terminal. So the chances are, at this stage of the game, the only thing you've launched from within your terminal is the terminal itself, so if you were to type PS, you'd probably just see one bash process, which is the process of your terminal. If you have a couple of terminals open, you're going to see a couple of processes. If there's something running in those terminals, you're going to see those processes as well. But all in all, I doubt you're going to find this particularly useful. What's probably of much more interest is having a look at all of the processes that you have started or that have been started on your behalf by the system. The first thing I'll say is, I think you'll be surprised how many there are. Just simply by logging into OS X, a lot of stuff gets started on your behalf. Every application you have open has at least one and possibly many more processes running. So, the chances are, there'll be a lot of processes when you do this. Anyway, the command is simply ps space minus capital U space your short username. So for me that's ps space minus capital U space Bart. The ps command is kind enough to put headings on the top of its columns, but really the only columns that matter are the first and the last. The first being the PID, which is going to become very important in the future, and the last is the command line which was issued to start off that process, and this is probably the most interesting. Now, there's a logical next step to this, which is not just to look at your processes, but to look at all processes running system-wide. To do that, you simply type ps space minus e, e for everything, and that will show you absolutely everything running on your system, and if you thought the last list was big, this list is much, much bigger. There's a lot going on under the hood in an operating system. Finally, I just want to mention that if you really want to get nerdy and really want to see what's going on in great, great detail, there's the minus f flag, which gives you more information than the standard PS flag. Again, thankfully, there's labels on the top of each column, so just type PS minus F or PS minus EF if you want to see everything in great detail, and simply read the column headers, scroll down, and that's that. Finally, I just want to end with the top command. This is a very interesting way of seeing what's sort of important at any moment in time. So PS will show you all of your commands, but really a lot of them are idle. Very few of them are probably running at any one time. So the chances are you don't really want to do that. You may want just to get the more salient information. And that's what the top command is for. So just issue it from the command line, TOP, hit return. The screen you get is broken into two parts. You have a static part at the top, or a semi-static part at the top, it does update as well, which shows you some information about your system. And then below that, you have a constantly changing list of processes, and again, they're nicely headed what each of the columns are. The really interesting thing in the top matter, as it were, is the three different percentages for CPU usage. It's broken up into what the user is using, or what all the users together are using, so what's in user space, to use the fancy term, what the system is using, and what's left over, which is described as percent %user, percent %sys, and percent %idle. What you would hope is that the idle percentage is big. If the idle percentage is zero, your machine is running flat out. Not good. You Probably don't want that to be happening, unless you're in the middle of transcoding a video or something, in which case, yeah, okay, you'd expect the machine to be flat out. If it's flat out when you're not doing anything at all, then something's up. Either a process has gotten run away, there's a beach ball going somewhere, or, you know, you really need to buy a new computer. Anyway, by default, this list of processes is sorted in a semi-sensible order. It's sorted in reverse, it's by reverse PID. Now, PIDs always count up. So, that means that reverse PID order means that you see the most recently started processes at the top and it works its way down. That's useful, but it's not the most useful. What would be more useful, particularly for troubleshooting, is to see which process is gobbling up the most of your CPU. You can reorder those columns by any heading you see along there. To do that, you hit the O key, which will put up a little prompt, and in that prompt, you simply type the heading you'd like sorted by. So, what I would suggest is you type O, then CPU, and then hit return. And to me, that's the most useful thing you can do at top. It shows you, basically, who's hogging your CPU. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for this week. We've only touched the surface of processes. There is equally as much to do on processes as there was on files. And here we start to approach into more practical things. Generally speaking, one of the things I use the terminal for most is dealing with problems. My system has frozen up. I can just about get a terminal to open up, but I can't really do much more. The Apple menu's not responding. The dock's gone. Ah, what will I do? Well, that's where all this process stuff comes in, and you'll be amazed at how bad of a crash you can rescue from the terminal with just a few simple commands, and it all comes down to manipulating processes. So that's where we're going now for the next few weeks, or the next few editions of this terminal series. Until next time, happy computing.